Oh, what's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Why JBW Doesn't Work in Guatemala and a tour of the resort city. Well, it's not a resort city. It's a regular city. The tour of Pana Hajal, where I'm at. It's by the lake Atitlan. Supposed to be a nice town, which it is. The main thing for it is that it's by this really nice big lake, which we are gonna be walking to. So that's Pollo Campero. World up, that's the best chicken in the world. Pollo Campero, I have to give it a try. Cali Santander, which is that street over there, that is where all the fun is. So it's about 11 o'clock, guys. It's not that busy because it's 11 in the morning, you know. The real fun doesn't happen until like 5, 6 in the evening when it cools down a little bit and people are off work. The weather isn't bad. It's like upper 70s and lower 50s, upper 40s at night. So let's get right into this video. Why JBW doesn't work in Guatemala, okay? For those of you who don't know, JBW, I think Incel TV is the one who came up with that term. JBW stands for Just Be White. It's pretty much meaning that you can go into any dark people, third world, poverty-stricken countries, and the fact that you are white, you're gonna get the local native woman, okay? Now, here in Guatemala, JBW does not work at all, okay? I have not seen a single white dude with one of the native women, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, the Guatemalan people, for the most part, they are Mayans, okay? Those were supposed to be all the people that we killed, but, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you wanna look at it, they survived. So these Mayans, you know, those were the people who were here before we were. Those Mayans, they don't like us, okay? They view us as invaders, and they'll do everything they can to scam you. See? So the natives, they don't like gringos. They don't like white people because, again, we killed their daddy and we raped their mama, you know? So even though the guys here are not much to look at, you know, they're all like under 5'2", they're brown, they're unattractive. There you go, right there, you know. It's the women still stick with their own men. And let me tell you something, guys, okay? In Florida, where I'm from, in Florida, tons of Guatemalan people in Florida, okay? The Guatemalan people, they stick to their own kind. Even in Florida, you know, even when Guatemalan women are surrounded by Chads and Tyrones, for the most part, they stick with their own kind. So in a way, you kind of have to like respect a bunch of short, brown, and unattractive dudes from, you know, for keeping their hoes on lock like that. You know, it's kind of respectable if you ask me. Unlike Yogi Obe's people who go out and throw, you know, baby-making parties with white dudes, you know? So, JBW, guys, Guatemala is no bueno. Not only that, another thing you guys have to keep in mind is that I want to show you some of the prices, okay? Okay, I think I was at this restaurant yesterday. Okay. See the price here? Okay, divide by 7.8. Everything you guys see here, divide by 7.8, okay? Like pescado, ajojo, that's fish with garlic right there, okay? It's 45 of their money, which is like, what? A little bit over $5? So here's the thing, dudes. Because you're a foreigner, they're gonna try to rip you off. So what happens, like for example, yesterday at night, I went to one of those places to get that meal, And they told me, oh no, that's a day special only. And at night, literally, they doubled the price on me at night. So I was like, okay, no bueno, dude. So I just went to another place. And I'm like, hey, man, that fish is that price over here. And the dudes working there, they all looked at one another like, okay, do we scam him and see if we can get the extra money out of him and risk him leaving? Or do we give it to him for the price that we have stated? So they gave it to me for the price that was stated. And I have to admit, guys, yesterday for the equivalent of, like, let's see, I ate for 66 quetzals. So 66 divided by 8, 8 times 8, it's a little bit over $8, like $8.50. I ate really good for about $8.50 at night. Guys, the good thing about Guatemala is that if you wanted to eat out, you can probably eat out for under $10 a day and be full. I mean, I'm 6'3", 225 pounds, and I was full. So that's the good thing about Guatemala, is that eating out is inexpensive. Just remember, you know, the locals, if it's not a established chain, like, for example, okay, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, you know, established restaurants, they're not gonna rip you off. You know, that the price is right there. They're not gonna rip you off because the price is on a computer. They ain't gonna rip you off, you know. That extra, you know, couple of dollars is not worth it for them to rip you off, you know. But small ma and pa shops, oh, they'll rip you off up and down, side to side, all day, every day. So, and I'm 100% certain that they do have a menu that's only for gringos, you know, where the prices are probably jacked up by probably 50%, if not more. So, just letting you guys know, when you come here, the locals will try to take advantage of you. Again, they don't like us. They see us as invaders. And again, can you really blame them? I mean, we did kill their daddy and rape their mama. So, can't blame them. So, another reason why JBW doesn't work here in Guatemala is that, here's the deal, guys. Guatemalan women, for the most part, they're not attractive, dudes. They're really not attractive, you know. This whole Pocahontas thing, yeah. No, Pocahontas ain't real, dude. The average Guatemalan chick, you guys gonna see them while we're walking around. Yeah, the average Guatemalan chick, brown, unattractive face, you know, built like a refrigerator, like a walk-in box. Just not attractive woman. So Chad and Tyrone, you know, they're not gonna waste their time coming to Guatemala when they can go anywhere else in the world and get hotter women, okay? So what ends up happening, guys, is that the white people who come here, and I've said this in another video and I'm gonna say it again, okay? The white people who come to Guatemala are usually loser white people who couldn't make it in America, so they come here, or maybe they couldn't afford to go to Latvia or Ukraine or Montenegro, so they come here, okay? So what happens is that the white woman here, you know, they're not hot enough to be flown out to Dubai. That's just how it is, okay? The white dudes here, they were just not high value enough to fly them out to Dubai. It is what it is, dudes. It is what it is. So, unfortunately, for the vast majority of white people here in Latin America, it's really an amalgamation of loser white people. You know, maybe they couldn't afford to live in the West. Maybe they, whatever the case is, you know, they come here and they throw money around and they want to feel good about themselves, you know. So they come here, they throw money around, and, you know, they think that they're being worshipped by the natives, like some sort of white gods, when in reality, the natives are, like, ripping you off, you know. But it's really sad if you do think about it, you know. But again, if you're a loser, losers gonna do what losers are gonna do. It is what it is. You know, like TFM said, man, normies ruin everything, you know. The reason prices are going up all over Latin America is because of all these loser white people who go to Latin America and they throw money around hoping that the natives see that there's some sort of white god. In reality, they're just getting scammed up and down, side to side, left and right. And another thing you guys need to understand, guys, is that here's the thing. The vast majority of the white women who do come here is that they do have a beta male simp, okay? And, you know, I was always wondering, why is it that white women are walking around with, like, multiple dudes? It's like, okay, this doesn't make sense, you know? Why is a bitch walking around with two dudes? Is it because they're both Eiffel Towering her or what? Then yesterday, guys, I actually realized something, you know? Yesterday, I was at a pub that had a live band. So I was sitting there with my bottle of water, which actually cost me like $1.25. You know, it was really cheap. So here I am with my bottle of water, and there were these two gay white dudes. And I know they were gay because A, they were kissing one another, and B, one of them looked like Coach Bitchpill, except he didn't have that world famous crooked nose. For those of you who don't know, Coach Bitchpill got his world famous crooked nose because he got jumped when he was younger and he got the shit beat out of him, and his nose never ever healed right, okay? He also worked as a call center dude, you know, one of those annoying call center people who like calls you up while you're eating and tries to sell you insurance. Yeah, that was Coach Bitchville. But this video is not about faggot trannies. So going back to the point of this video over here, dudes, is that the vast majority of the white women who do come here, they got, not only do they have a beta male simp, but they also have a gay boyfriend. Like, for example, yesterday, for example, right? So these two gay guys, they were there doing their thing. And then like a couple minutes later, half a dozen white girls come in and they hang out with them. They had like two simpish looking dudes. And here's the thing. What white women do is that they usually have a gay dude around because that gay dude is going to act as a buffer between the oofy doofy, the simps, the beta males. See, this is what every guy out there watching this video needs to understand, okay? It's biology. Okay, guys? I've said it before, women are animals. Austria D, who is a clinical psychologist, even he himself said, women are animals, okay? So it's biology. Let me, again, I've said this in other videos, I'm gonna say it again. By the way, guys, that's the lake over there. We're gonna look at the lake, okay, guys? That's Lake Atitlan right there. No bueno. Yeah, guys, anybody who offers you anything, they're gonna rip you off, dude. So you gotta go to like websites and look at the prices on the websites because the natives are gonna rip you off. It is what it is. So pretty much this lake does not have a ocean outlet. So see, this lake used to be a volcano. In fact, see that over there? That's a volcano. That too is a volcano. That there, I think that there is a volcano. So this lake was like a crater, something of that sort. Again, it's called Lake Atitlan, Atitlan, if you guys wanna look it up on your own. Water looks kinda nice and blue. So Now the lake is clean, however, all the sewage from the town gets dumped into the lake. So if you can swim in the lake, but obviously don't swim. By the way, lago in Spanish, L-A-G-O, means lake, okay? So, yeah, there's some people swimming in the lake down there. Guys, look at how clear it is. I'm not gonna swim down here, man. If I'm gonna go swim somewhere, I'm just gonna swim somewhere. I'm just gonna swim somewhere that's farther from town. Because again, the areas that are by towns and cities, all their sewage, all their drainage goes into the lake, okay? So the chances of you catching bacteria and stuff like that is rather high if you accidentally swallow the water or if you have an open wound. So it's not I don't want to say it's unsafe to swim. I'm just saying you gotta swim in areas that are a little bit cleaner, that are outside of the cities, you know, because again, all the drainage, all the sewer from the cities, they go into this lake right in front of us. So I would not swim here, okay, guys? So as you guys can see, you got all these volcanoes, they got paragliding up there. I don't know if you guys can see it, paragliding up there, you know. Again, look at the lake, guys, nice. But that's algae right there, okay? When you see algae like that, that's not good. That means the water is a little bit contaminated. Like I said, I would not swim here. I'd take a boat and just go somewhere else that's cleaner than here, okay? So let's continue walking, guys. So, like I was saying, the vast majority of white women here are probably in their early 20s and beyond. So what ends up happening, dudes, is that, again, biology, man, I can't stress this enough. You guys gotta understand biology. With the modern female losing her virginity at the age of 13, by the time she graduates feminist indoctrination camps, also known as universities, at around the age of 21, 22, you know, by that time, she literally had her fill of dicks. No pun intended. So she had her fun, okay? Again, she's been sleeping around since she was 13 years old, okay? This girl has been riding that cock carousel for 10 effing years, dude. So now that she's 22, 23 years old, she needs that Beta Bucks Deluxe. Again, you guys gotta understand, throughout human history, women were getting married off at the age of 13. And by 21, 22, they had all their kids. Assuming they didn't die during birth, these females would be in the nurturing phase where, hey, I just wanna be taken care of. Okay, now the only difference between females today and females from yesteryear is that the females today, they don't stick around with the guy they lost their virginity to at the age of 13. In fact, like Terrence Pop said, when these women get their diplomas, you know, at the age of 18 in high school, they already have the thousand cock stare. These are women who probably slept with hundreds and hundreds of different dudes. So yeah, her ability to pair bond is long gone, dudes. It's long, long, long gone. So right now, from the age of 22, 23, they're just looking for a Beta Bucks Deluxe, dude. They're looking for some guy to fly them out to Guatemala, to San Cristobal. They just want to be taken care of. And that's where the oofy doofy comes in, you know. The oofy doofy thinks to himself, hey, if I simp enough, if I take her, you know, if I take her to Guatemala, we're gonna be in the same You know, we're going to be in the same hotel, you know, same bed. You know, she might touch my pee-pee. But it doesn't work like that, dude. Because these fee-fills, they'll have a trillion and one ways to tell the Beta Bucks Deluxe, hey, I'm just, you know, not today. I have a headache. I'm tired. Yeah, that same hole would bust it wide open for some thug in the club, you know. It is what it is, guys. So, the point that I want to come to, guys, is that the vast majority of white people who do come to Latin America, sadly and unfortunately, are losers. And because of that, you know, it affects me. You know, when I open my mouth, they try to rip me off. You know, like, for example, yesterday, I went to a small mini market to buy an energy drink. You know, the energy drink is about 14 quetzal, which is like $2, you know. No, actually, it's a little bit under $2, okay, which is fine. So, when I go to small markets, I don't open my mouth, okay? If anything, hola, bueno noches, that's it, you know? And then I let the lady tell me how much that thing is, and I buy it, you know? Because if I'm like, hey, I'm American, shit like that, they're gonna rip me off, okay? So, you guys out there, by the way, the people who sell all this stuff over here, they're gonna rip you off big times. But in a way, guys, like for example, you know, if I decide to buy a bag of peanuts from her, like for example, if I buy that bag of picantes over there, she's probably gonna try to sell it to me for like the equivalent of 10 American dollars. Obviously, she's ripping me off big times. But you also have to keep in mind, you know, that might be the only sale they have in a couple of hours, not to mention that, you know, these people are not gonna take that money and go ride the cock carousel or anything like that, you know. So in a way, it's kind of like charity, but I don't like getting ripped off. I really don't like getting ripped off, you know. That's just who I am. So, in conclusion, dudes, this is a nice place. The lake is nice. Don't swim around the ocean, around the cities. Either go to a resort that's in a secluded area, or take a boat that will take you to a secluded area. There's several towns around here, guys. You know, there's San Marcos, Santa Cruz, San Pedro, Panajachel, where I'm at. Look at the damn dog. Look at the motherfucker sitting right there thinking he owns the damn place. So, there are several towns around here, guys. It's just that Panajachel, where I'm at, happens to be the biggest town around the lake, okay? So, the name of the lake is Atitlan, A-T-I-T-L-A-N, okay? If you guys want to look it up. Again, it's nice. Look at the dog. Look at the dog. It's like you're taking up half of the way, dude. Get lost. So, again, this is like a crater that was created from volcanoes, shit like that. I don't know. I'm not a geologist, you know. So, it's relatively, you know, Guatemala is relatively cheap as long as you don't go to tourist places where they rip you off, you know. And don't, you know, yesterday, guys, if you buy coffee from the city center in Antigua, it's going to cost probably twice as much as if you buy it from a place that's like a couple of blocks away, you know. Because you have to keep in mind, you know, you're paying for their location, okay? You're paying for, because here's the thing, for these businesses to be in the dead of city center, they're gonna be paying a lot of rent money, and of course, you know, they're gonna have to charge you up. So, again, everything you guys see here is 40 pesos. Hola, señor, ¿cómo está? 40 quetzal, this is like $6. No, this is like, everything you guys see here is like a little bit over $5. okay? Now, me, MCA, you know, YMCA, that's Bitch Pill's favorite song, you know? So, personally, guys, when I go to Latin America, I usually avoid white people, you know? I avoid white people. Look. Come on, do these people make us look good? Come on, man, they make us look like trash. I don't think they're American, but still. See, this is a problem, man. It's like all the loser white people end up coming here. And they make us look bad. You know, fortunately for me, because I don't look like them, it does not negatively affect me, you know? See, I gotta start learning the damn language. But here's the thing, man. Alright, so, Calgary de Mariscos. That over there, that means, that's not a bad price. $135. That's like, what? Divide by 8. 10, 15. That's like $16, $17, you know? So again, guys, you can get yourself a burger with papas. Con means with, you know? So hamburgers, con papas, 30 quetzal. That's like $4, you know? So again, dude, prices are nice. Prices are nice, you know? I have to admit, you know, prices here are nice, okay? I'm just hoping, you know, all the loser white people don't jack up the prices by coming here in droves, you know? That's really what I'm hoping for. But, yeah, man, you know, after Latvia, after Ukraine, it's like, dude, look, that's your typical Guatemalan. See that girl over there? That's your typical Guatemalan girl, you know? It's like, okay, dude, you have access to Stacy, and yet you're gonna get with these, you know, sub-4 looking woman. It's like, nah. So, Latvia, Ukraine, still winning, baby. They're still winning, okay? So, I'm just giving you a tour. That's the name of the city. Panajachel, okay? See that? They don't pronounce the J in Spanish, apparently. Yeah, Panajachel. That's the name of the city. And again, this is the biggest city on the Lake Atitlan, okay? There are other places. I might go to one of them. In fact, there, you know, to get around the lake, guys, you take a ferry. And they're cheap. Like, I heard it's like $2 to $4 for a ferry to take you around. So I might do that, guys. I might hop on a ferry to go somewhere. So, yeah, guys, it's a nice place, I have to admit, you know. And like I said, dudes, I am convinced that the natives have one menu for foreigners and one for locals, you know. I'm really convinced of that, you know. And of course, the menu for the locals is gonna be far more expensive than the menu for the, you know, the locals. But yeah, their food is good. The fish is actually from that. The fish is from the lake. You know, yesterday I had tilapia from the lake. It was a fish farmed tilapia. It wasn't that good, guys. It tasted like it came from a freaking drainage. And that's the thing. That's what I'm telling you about, you know. A good portion of the lake, it has drainage and stuff like that. So the fish from this lake, it really didn't taste all that good, guys. Because it was fish farmed. It was probably in a bad area where the water was contaminated. So the fish really didn't taste all that good, guys. It didn't taste all that good. But I was hungry. They served it with a ton of other stuff. So it was all right. But I told them, man, with the exception of the fish, everything was amazing. The fish wasn't amazing. And they probably know the fish wasn't amazing too, you know. So I'm probably going to try to find another place that has decent fish around here. Then again, you're not going to know until you actually try the shit. But yeah, guys, so I just gave you a tour of pretty much everything that this city had to offer. This is probably where you guys are going to be at the end, you know. This is pretty much the end of that. So again, prices aren't bad, dudes. You just have to admit, you just have to keep in mind that they're going to try to rip you off by telling you, oh no, that's a special. Oh no, we ran out. It's like, nah, dude. They're trying to rip you off, you know. And the thing is, the minute they try to like rip you off by making excuses, just walk away, guys. Because if you don't walk away and you stay there, they're going to try to rip you off for real. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in another town.